Hello and welcome to Sumo My Nichi. I'm Amy. I'm here with Dave. We might be a little late tonight. We've had a few things on.
Yeah, so it's 12:30. Just about to tick over 12:30 a.m. Yeah, we've both been out tonight. You had a concert with your orchestra.
Yep. I played an orchestra. We had a concert. We played some Rimsky-Korsakov. What do you think about that?
Well, I know Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yep.
Because he's a composer, but he also had a brain injury that came about through drinking.
Yes.
Do you know about this?
Well, I know that you did you worked on a documentary about composers, and therefore you know all these amazing.
No, this wasn't in the documentary that I worked on. No, this, because I studied behavioral science.
Ah.
So about the brain, and Rimsky-Korsakov was one of the things we studied.
Really?
Yeah. So I think it's from having too much booze.
From drinking. There's a lot of composers who drank a lot and behaved very badly. We won't get into in right now.
Like in sumo, we try to separate the artist from the art.
Yeah. Well, it's okay because we also played some Wagner.
Oh, uh-oh. Let's move on.
Also, it was a great concert. It actually went very well. I was very happy with how I played.
And you play viola for
I play the
who
viola.
Don't know, which is like a violin but bigger.
Bigger violin. Same strings, same notes as the strings of the cello but up an octave.
But it goes harder.
It goes harder. The people who play it are cooler. Our section really rocked tonight. There's a group of us who did really well. Violas are much maligned. If you know anything about the classical music world, you know that violas are the butt of many jokes, but we actually go hard.
What's a typical viola joke?
Oh, it's like, you know, what's a viola good for? Chucking on a fire. That's not the best phrase joke.
No. What do you throw a viola player when they're drowning? Their viola. Well, see, that's an adaptation of a bass player joke.
Right, because you're a bass player.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I own a bass.
What did you have on tonight?
What do you call someone who hangs around a band?
A drummer.
A drummer, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, good, you got there.
I have heard that one before, actually. That's a good one.
No, and I saw Wilco play, which is really, really good. And we're both going to be there on Monday night too.
Yeah, so Monday's going to be late as well. Night. Just giving you an advance.
Well, let's crack in warning to the sumo from day 7. The weather in Osaka, a bit milder today as they kicked off. 19 degrees Celsius, 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Beautiful spring weather they're moving into in Japan. The news overnight, not a great surprise, but Terunofuji has finally gone Kyujo.
Yep. It's his lower back. Isagahama said that it's just become untenable for him to front up again and it's feeling worse than it was. He also said there's no possibility for surgery because that would take Terunofuji totally out of sumo now.
Yeah, gee.
Don't need to say that. We all know that.
Well, that's pretty grim, isn't it? I mean, the surgery, it sounds like he probably needs it. So we may be going back to this schedule of Terunofuji where we don't see him so much this year.
Yep, I think so. Toby Zaru is the guy who gets the freebie. He was hot off a win against Toshoryu from last night, a very good win. So gets to take it easy today.
A big thank you to Lorenza, who made a generous donation to the Sumo Mainichi Sake Fund.
Yeah, look, we have more cantaloupe gate for you, don't we?
So here's the to catch people up, we live streamed Juryo on day one on YouTube. Something came up about melons. You and I went quite hard on cantaloupe.
Well, I don't have a single memory of it.
No.
But apparently we did.
Yeah, we did. And just the cantaloupe massive have come out.
Yeah.
And have been absolutely getting in our grill about cantaloupe. Lorenza used her opportunity on PayPal. You can leave a message. And Lorenza said this: I will use this space for a cantaloupe tip.
Yes.
If you think of a cantaloupe as a sphere.
And I do.
I do. Press on one of the poles.
Yeah, so north or south, I guess.
A cantaloupe normally has a softer pole on one side with a whitish mark on it. Press with your thumb and then smell.
Smell the cantaloupe or your thumb? Or both. I'm going to smell both. When we do it, I'm going to smell both.
If you get cantaloupe smell, the fruit will be sweet.
What's cantaloupe smell?
Otherwise, likely it will taste watery. That sounds
disgusting. Bad is what cantaloupe smell does.
Not sure if it is very clear. It works for me, though. Go Wakamotoharu and Hakawaho.
Yes.
Love your podcast. Love Sumo. Lorenza. Thank you so much, Lorenza. I'm going to the market in the morning.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm going to purchase a cantaloupe and I'm going to be pushing on the poles, smelling my thumb.
Yep. Smelling the cantaloupe just in case it's that.
No watery cantaloupes around here.
I want you to try to characterize cantaloupe smell. I mean, I definitely, like when I think of cantaloupe exactly what it smell, is. I can smell it now.
Yep.
There is some question here as to whether we're talking about the orange one or the green one. I'm talking about the orange one, right? Are you? Okay, good.
Yeah, the green one is rock melon. Absolute garbage.
That's the worst.
Rock melon.
That's even worse.
No, that's the worst. I mean, it's just, let's not get into it. We're going to start something else with the rock melon freaks.
Look, I have to say that on Twitter as well, we've received some advice from Foxfire to tell if a cantaloupe is ripe, hold it next to your ear, and tap it with your other hand, maybe around the poles, actually. That's an interjection from me.
Jeez.
Ripe ones sound hollow. You can add a little salt to a slice to balance the sweetness. I've never thought of this. I did know about the tapping, actually. I've heard that. But I didn't know about salt to balance the sweetness. I mean, I know in general. I've never thought about putting salt on a cantaloupe.
You suggested it the other night. You said prosciutto.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, enough cantaloupe talk. We really, really do need to move on. But I'm going to be at the market tapping, smelling. It's going to be all happening. But I think we will bring you some live cantaloupe tasting tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Shall we jump into the sumo for day seven?
Please.
And I should also say to you, happy Nuckabee Eve.
Oh, happy Nuckabee Eve to you too.
And happy Nuckabee Eve to all people around the world, all children. It's a very special night.
Yep. They're setting up their sumo dolls.
Yeah, the tree, the Christmas tree.
Praying to the...
waiting for old man Takara Fuji to come down the chimney and leave some presents for them. All right. The first bout we're going to have a look at today is Shonan no Umi and Takeru Fuji. And oh boy. Just looks like another day at the office for Takeru Fuji. He swamped Shonan Umi out of the touchy eye, delivered him directly over the bales. Is this man stoppable at the moment?
Oh, great question. I mean, it's interesting you said another day at the office because that makes me think of Takeru Fuji. Hang on. Takeru Fuji. Wow, I haven't said his name for ages.
Yeah.
Is Takeru Fuji becoming the next businessman? But a much more efficient one.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, they're different businesses, that's for sure.
I think so.
I mean, I feel like Takeru Fuji was more of the clock in, clock out.
Yeah. Different approach to leadership,
perhaps. Yeah. Well, no, I think this is Takeru Fuji on the front lines doing the work.
Mm, he definitely is. What struck me for this bout was that I thought that these two were the same size, but they're definitely not. Shonan Umi is heaps bigger, and he actually made Takeru Fuji look small, looking at them both matching up. But Takeru Fuji had just the winning power. Oh,
it didn't matter at all to him. He was unstoppable today. Takeru Fuji, in his first appearance in Makuuchi, now is 7-0. Shonan Umi, 5-2.
When is he going to start fighting up?
Not tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had a look.
Oh, my God. Sudden Umi versus Kota Shoho. I wanted to mention this one. It was a fierce and quick battle. It was a really good one.
Oh, Sudden Umi, there's something that sparked in him in March. I don't know if it's the weather's a bit nicer. He looks so much better than January.
He really did. This one was very strongly Kota Shoho, but until the very end, that's when Sudden Umi just activated and did what he does so well, his work on the Tawara.
Yeah.
Kota Shoho held himself up really well when Sudden Umi came at him, but they both fell together. It was given to Sadanumi. There was a monoe called, and I thought that it looked really similar, the old hand touchdown points.
Yeah, I mean, this was absolute drama on the bales. I thought, I mean, it looked to the naked eye like they'd hit at the same time.
I thought so.
And even, you know, when I saw the slow motion replay for the first time, I didn't really get into like leaning forward and looking who was hitting first. I'm like, it's too close. Mm. Let's just do it again.
Yeah.
Tainawashi.
Yeah, more sumo.
More sumo. And I relaxed.
Yeah, I was
getting
ready
for the next bout.
Me too. I thought they'd both really put into it. I thought Kotoshoho's start was good. I thought Sadanumi's end was good. Let's just have another go. But the Gyoji's decision to Sadanumi was upheld. I think he touched like minutely maybe.
I think Kotoshoho did a frame or two. His arm came down first. Mm. I mean, great call by the Gyoji.
Yeah, I think so. I guess so. I won't hear that Kotoshoho wasn't doing a move on the Tawara because I think they were both doing a move at the same time. I know. I said you were the one who suggested he wasn't. I know, but you talked me into it. And then I took your decision and I worked with it on the podcast.
You got outraged at yourself.
Totally. All Kotoshoho, right. 2-5. Sadanumi, though.
5-2.
Like you say, hitting his strides, he's 5-2.
Certainly is. Look, why don't you take us quickly through this Ichiyamamoto Takeyasu bout?
I couldn't help talking about this. Every so often a bout happens that simply can't be ignored. The 30-year-old Ichiyamamoto absolutely took it to Takeyasu here. Mm. He was thrusting, he was pushing, he used his shoulders, his feet were working, the sagari throughout. He was just going for it and he made himself space to pull Takeyasu across the Tawara. Now, this is huge. Ichiyamamoto and Takeyasu, they're not really, for me, of the same caliber.
Yes.
But Ichiyamamoto did everything he needed to get this win, and then he fell over.
Yeah, and this wasn't one of those falls where you can get up and go, that's a respectable fall.
Yeah.
This was a comical fall. And you could just see... Well, I imagined him going, I wonder if Waka Takakage saw that. Because, yeah, that's the kind of thing that keeps
you up at night.
Did Waka Takakage see that fall?
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Look, and I think he probably did.
Yeah, I think he probably would.
I think he was watching Ichiyamamoto. But Takeyasu was left... just looking down at him in the dust going, what just happened there? He just kind of turned around and went, oh, he just disappeared.
All right.
I don't have words for this.
No,
it was pretty funny.
But good news for Takeyasu, moves to 5-2 with that win. Ichiyamamoto 3-4. Well, Onosho was up against the undefeated Onosato in the next bout we're going to have a look at. Onosho jammed a hand under the chin of Onosato out of the touchy eye. I didn't mind this opening.
Yeah.
Showed a bit of attitude.
I know, because Onosato is so much bigger. What's he going to do? He went straight up into his grill.
He certainly did. Onosato, though, broke free, charged forward. Now, here we saw some brilliant footwork from Onosho. He slipped around to the side once. And then twice, Onosato was trying to stay close. On the third slip to the side, though, Onosato had committed to an attack and Onosho was not there when he thought he would be. And he slapped Onosato down, sent him over the bales.
It was really clever by Onosho.
Clever. Yeah, I think it was clever. He had to think... on his feet. He had to adapt on the fly.
I thought he controlled the space really well. Mm. He denied Onosato the space that he needed and just bullied him out.
Well, by bullying, you mean running away.
Yeah.
But it was actually quite good. I thought it was good to see him maintain his balance and his awareness as Onosato was charging at him.
But he forced, by his movement, I guess what I mean there is by his movement, he took Onosato to a space where he couldn't do what he wanted to do.
Oh, hang on. You're not talking about a physical space. You're talking about a mental space.
Maybe I am.
Maybe you are.
I don't know. At this time, if not, maybe I am.
Maybe we're all in that space right now. Anyway, at the end of the day, history will show that Arnold Shore won that bout. 5-2 now. That's a score that he deserves. Ono Sato is 6-1. That's his first loss.
Yes. And he looked really disappointed, didn't he?
He looked shattered.
Actually, he's just seen Takeru Fuji, you know, on the leaderboard win. He wants to be up there. He wants Nishino Seki to be up with Isagahama.
Look, let's not put too much pressure on.
No, I'm
the
putting
young
it
man.
All on. I'm a Nishino Seki fan. And I wanted him to win today, and I'm disappointed. I'm putting it on record.
Okay.
Atami Fuji, he came up against Oho. I thought Oho here maybe took advantage of Atami Fuji's intense focus. So we know Atami Fuji, he's got such a ritual to start off with. He doesn't always totally look at the tachiya. He's often a little bit in his own world, and he went down so low. He didn't really look up at Oho, and so Oho just accepted that, and he took that low body and pulled him down. It was very dramatic, but...
You are 100% right. Atami Fuji's head was just too low throughout his bout. And, you know, let's give it to Oho. He saw that weakness in Atami Fuji's game and absolutely exploited it. But, yeah... This is not what Atami Fuji should be doing.
No. Another good win by Oho, though.
Yeah.
And another, we're really on board with this guy now. Really big fans, I think. Or I am.
Oh, Oho has, I'm going to say it right now. I'm an Oho freak. Love this kid now.
Yeah. And to be able to come up against... Atami Fuji, what was their record before?
Well, I don't think
this?
They would have fought too many times, right?
So Oho's beat him twice, actually.
Huh. Really?
Beat him in November 2022. That was a while ago. When they were both down the bottom of Maegashira. That was when Atami Fuji came up and had the flu and had the bad time.
Oh, okay. Yes. but basho that we don't talk about Atami Fuji.
But to beat him today when he's in form. Showed me that Oho, you know, he's still getting it.
I am so deeply invested in Oho getting Kachikoshi, this basho. And now he moves to 3-4 with that win. Starting to even the ledger. Atami
Possibility.
Fuji, he is okay still on 4-3. Let's move into the Sanyaku bouts today. The first one, Ura versus Sekiwake Wakamoto Haru. Ura went low and to the side at the tachi-ai, but I really felt that Wakamoto Haru just read the flow of this bout really well. And when I say the flow of this bout, Ura is the kind of rikishi who he conducts the flow of the bout.
Yeah.
Even when he's defensive, I think he really sets the tone.
You're always watching to see what he is doing. And so, therefore, he is the controller often.
And you see the kind of sumo that Ura did today can disrupt the rhythm of his opponent. But Wakamoto Haru just looked very, very cool-headed out there, watched Ura very, very carefully. And look, despite Ura retreating, Wakamoto Haru stayed in close and he escorted Ura over the bales.
Yeah, I wondered whether this was going to go the other way, just because Ura does have that home crowd advantage and he has found a few ways to achieve success this time around. But Wakamoto Haru definitely has the upper hand over him in the head-to-head matchups, and he did again today. So Wakamoto Haru moves to 5-2. That's great news for him at Sekiwake. There was a little... down point across a couple of days when I wondered how he was going to go, but he's staying pretty steady.
He is.
His Wakamoto Haru style, and Ura is 3-4. Sekiwake Daisho came up against Maegashira 1 Asaniyama. They have a 13-7 head-to-head.
That's a very interesting statistic.
It's a lot of bounce.
Yeah. But also for it to be so in favour of Daisho.
Yeah, which suggests that his disruption works against the more steady I call it Ozeki-like sumo of Asaniyama.
Can I say that the reason that this statistic looks like this is that between November 2017
yeah, right.
and July 2019, Daisho beat Asaniyama 7 times in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, it's been
in
a bit
what
more
division?
Even. So they were low Maegashira.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, today it was Asaniyama who was in control. He perfectly stopped the motion of Daisho's arms. The timing of his body and his arm thrusts to disrupt Daisho's movement was so great. And Daisho was forced to move back. Asaniyama was all up in his body space and pushed him out.
Yeah, it's like Daisho just lost the awareness of where he was. This was over really, really quickly, this bout.
It was.
It's like as soon as the opening attacks didn't work for Daisho, Asaniyama was there.
Mm.
Daisho was forced to retreat. He steps out.
Yep. And the crucial thing there was that Asaniyama was there. He came forward. Yeah. He was in the perfect space to disrupt Daisho. So both of these Rikishi now are 3 and 4. I would say this is now an alert for Daisho. Being 3 and 4
an
is
alert.
A problem. Like the first few days, you have a couple of losses, but now on day 7, Nuckabee Eve to be 3 and 4.
Eve.
It's not
yeah.
great.
Like looking over his last, the last 6 months for him, he has recovered from starts like this before.
Yeah.
September 2023, he was 4 down on Nuckabee Eve and finished 10 and 5. Will it happen again? Will it be another Nuckabee Eve miracle? Who knows? Did we say Asaniyama? Oh, yeah, you said they're both 3 and 4. Let's move on to Komisubi Abi versus Ozeki Hoshoryu. This is a very interesting bout. Another bout that was over very quickly, but a lot happened in a very short amount of time. Abi went for the throat on Hoshoryu out of the touchy eye. Okay, things are normal here. But it's like Hoshoryu just grabbed his arms, threw them off, and then just leant in, committed the body, and took Abi over the bales.
Yeah, it was interesting to think about this one compared with the bout before, the Daisho Asaniyama. Hoshoryu kind of did the same to Abi, but he's much more dynamic.
Yeah.
He has much more movement. So it wasn't just a case of him getting the body in and pushing Abi back. It was really that thrusting of the arms away. It was really the pushing of Abi's rhythm and his hands and just getting out of the picture.
Exactly. Like by throwing essentially Abi's arms off on a weird angle, Abi had nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
And Hoshoryu was very, very quick to fill that space.
But people haven't been able to do that.
No, I know.
He's got 2 losses in a row now, but his rhythm has been so good that nobody's been able to just disrupt him, but now he has been.
Well, it's interesting. And as you said, 2 days in a row now, can he pick himself up in the second week and continue that good form? He looked unstoppable.
Yeah, well, he
in
beat
the first week.
2 Ozeki to start off with, Kirishima and yep. Takakesho. Then he did both Sekiwake and Minishikigi. He's not, you know.
What do you mean?
He's not in great form at the moment. But now the 2 Ozeki, Kotonowaka and Hoshoryu have managed
yeah.
to
but
find that.
Abi is going to have an easier second week.
Yeah, true. But they're both on the same score now, Abi and Hoshoryu.
Yep.
Both you and I called a Hoshoryu Yusho. At the start of
yep.
this tournament,
yes.
which is a really interesting thing for us. To...
No, I stand by it.
Yeah, me too, I think, at this point.
With Terunofuji out, I think there's a real opportunity for Hoshoryu here.
Yeah, well, he's 5 and 2.
Takeru Fuji is going well. Onosato is going well. They will get losses as soon as they start fighting up.
Well, I can't wait. Just put Takeru Fuji up. We've seen Onosato fail. I mean, I want to see him go up as well.
Yeah.
But Takeru Fuji is the total unknown here.
Yeah, he is completely unknown. And, you know, the sumo that we've seen from him so far, I want to see where it's at. in terms of Sanyaku. And we got to see Onosato in January go up against the Sanyaku, and it was, he hit a wall.
Yeah.
I want to see, I reckon Takeru Fuji can climb that wall.
Yeah, he might be able to. He might be able to. It'll happen. We just have to be patient. Abi and Hoshoryu, they are both on 5-2. Kirishima came up next against Takanosho. Takanosho, who came fresh off his win against the Yokozuna yesterday, albeit an injured Yokozuna. Kirishima here, I think this shows where he is at. He tried to accept the Takanosho tachiai. That's fine. So they clashed together, but then he ducked straight out of the way and tried to slap Takanosho down. And Takanosho was way too stable and just pivoted. And Kirishima was just left there doing nothing. He was just standing there going, oh, I thought I'd slap you down. Sorry.
I mean, if there's a bout that typifies his first week, this is it. He just looks off.
Yeah. He had no answers then. I should say that Takanosho then pushed him out.
Pushed him out, of course. Kirishima was high and dry there. It was very good sumo from Takanosho to create this opportunity. But I think the real conversation is Kirishima, it just doesn't look like him at the moment.
No. Everything's off. Everything's weird.
Everything is weird. Everything's off. You know, I actually thought, you know, those wins over the last couple of days might have steadied the ship. He's now 2-5. He has a lot of work to do.
I mean, to me, he looks injured, but there's no real sign of it. I can't pinpoint what it is. We've heard no word about it. He looks uncertain. And often that uncertainty comes from not wanting to commit a part of your body. He doesn't want to go into the shoulder or he doesn't want to put weight on the knee or, you know, the head's something. But we don't know about it. We haven't heard about it. We can't see any sign of it. So what is happening?
So Kirishima 2-5. Takanosho with that win. Congratulations, buddy. 3-4.
Nob dog.
Nob dog. The second last bout of the day was Meisei up against Ozeki Kotonowaka. Meisei, he was out of the blocks quickly here.
Loves to go hard.
He does, and I love to see it, and I've got to say. But Meisei he seemed to have this plan to go for the right hand on the belt, and he got that right hand on the belt, and Kotonowaka did not care about that.
No. He activated the throw. And he committed to it.
Well, he locked the arm up of Meisei.
Yep.
And then swung him around, gave him no choice. The choice is you move or your arm breaks.
Yeah. Meisei was rubbing his arm at the end.
Oh,
I think
was he? I didn't see that.
Really hurt it.
Yeah.
It was full 270 from Kotonowaka.
This was a beautiful, definitive Ozeki sumo from Kotonowaka today, handling someone like Meisei, who has just been, he's been in very good touch. He's been dangerous.
He has. The wins don't represent it. He's 2-5. Feels like something much more than that.
Feels like
Kotonowaka. Yes, that's right. Kotonowaka, though, he's going okay. He's re-established himself.
What do you mean going okay? 5-2.
Rewrited himself.
Yeah. He's all good.
Little stagger, but he's back. And as you said, he is 5-2. The final bout of the day, bearing in mind that Terano Fuji is Kyujo giving Tobizaru the Fusensho, was Takakesho up against Nishikigi. And I thought that this was disappointing sumo here from Komisubi Nishikigi.
Yeah, it was totally disappointing. Takanosho came out, pushed Nishikigi aside.
Takakesho.
What? Who did I say?
Takanosho, but I understand why Nob Dog is in your thoughts.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I think you said that. Yeah. It's very late at night, so I'm not sure.
Wouldn't it be funny if I said Takakesho?
Yeah,
and I just heard Takanosho.
I heard Takanosho because I'm thinking about Nob Dog.
So, yeah, a little bit disappointing from Takanosho here, getting beaten by Takanosho. No, so this was over. This was over very quickly. It was just a hit from the side from Takakesho.
Yeah,
and Nishikigi, I mean, you know this is coming.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. Nishikigi always goes out so honestly. When we talk about honest sumo, I usually think about Wakamoto Haru. That's who we're usually talking about. But Nishikigi also falls into the honest sumo bucket.
Yeah.
And he just goes for it at the Tachi Eye. Yeah. And Takakesho is Karaban, as we hear every single day.
Yes, I'm sick of hearing it.
And he's looking for those wins, and today he just saw an easy opportunity for one. And it's good news for him because he is 5-2.
Yes, 5-2. Nishikigi, though, with that loss, is 1-6 at Komasubi. He's on the road to Kachikoshi.
Yeah, the road to dropping out of Sanyaku.
Well,
the road to dropping out of Sanyaku.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be nice. It's not impossible. I've done the maths. Yeah. He still can get 8 wins.
Yep, it's true.
He just needs to win 7 more.
Well, look, our leaderboard.
Yes, tell us about the leaderboard.
It's one man. The one man, he's from Isagahama Stable. The one man is Maegashira 17, and it's Takeru Fuji. He's out by himself.
Maegashira 17.
Yeah.
It's the rank of Yusho.
Yeah.
We've seen it done before.
Terunofuji's Fuji's dropped out today, and he's just like, you can do it.
You can do it.
I did it from 17.
Yeah. And Tokushoryu's getting on the phone going, I did it from there.
It's the only rank you can do it from if you're not up there, you know.
Yeah.
Somewhere
it's either Maegashira 1, 2, or 3 or 17.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, like as we said, Takeru Fuji hasn't started fighting up yet. Mm. He's not fighting up tomorrow.
No.
I suspect that tomorrow will be the last day where he doesn't, regardless of whether he wins or loses.
Well, it has to be because on 6 wins by himself now is Ono Sato, and then we've got a massive pack on 5. So they have to do something about this.
They do.
They can't let these two run away now without having some formidable opponents. On 5, I'm just going to read them all
Please
out.
Please do.
Because probably, most probably, the Yusho winner is amongst these. It's Hoshoryu, Takakesho, Konowaka, Wakamoto Haru, Abi, Onosho, Takeyasu, Mitakumi, Sadanumi, Shonanumi, and Nishiki Fuji, who's having a cracker, I have to say.
Yeah, he really is. Great to see Takeyasu and Mitakumi, Exozeki's representing there on the 5-win gang. Looking at tomorrow. So Takeru Fuji, as I said, still not fighting up. He is fighting in the second bout of the day against Ryuden.
Oh,
they haven't met before. On. Although Ryuden is in good form.
He's going all right.
And I think if Ryuden gets on the belt, you never know what's going to happen.
I mean, they're of similar size, surely. I feel like with Takeru Fuji, I was like, they're of similar size, and I'm always wrong.
Let's see about that.
He's always smaller or larger.
So Ono Sato has Tamawashi. Mm-hmm. So he's not fighting up yet either.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the card, we have Abi up against Ura. That should be a good one. Asuniyama takes on Nishikigi. Daisho and Atami Fuji fight each other. Takakesho takes on Oho. I'll be keeping a very close eye on this bout.
Please.
You know what I like to do when it's a bout that I'm really interested in? I like to push my face up against the TV.
Yeah. You have to get close.
Yeah.
We pull the couch close. So we get one of us on each end of the couch.
Yep.
We lift it together, bend the knees, and we bring it nice and close to the TV.
But I mean, that's close. But I mean, like, really, really close. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see the pixels.
Is it the first day to get out the bucket, maybe?
Interesting. Maybe.
Nakabi. Nakabi bucket.
Yeah. I don't know. Not quite yet. Mm-hmm. I just want to see
just
it.
Just close.
Takanosho takes on Hoshoryu. Kirishima takes on Tobizaru. Now, interestingly, these two have met 20 times in the past.
Well,
the record is 11 to Tobizaru, 9 to Kirishima.
Disruptor. He's a disruptor.
The disruptor.
But Kirishima has been a disruptor, not right now. Can he disrupt the disruptor?
Well, now, interesting. Probably maybe not given his current form. Mm. The final bout of the day, I think, will be an absolute cracker. We have Wakamoto Haru up against Konowaka.
Oh, that'll be good.
That will be very, very good. All right, That's it for day 7, Nakabe Eve. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be here to bring you all the action from day 8.
And we'll be live streaming the second division, a great division, a lot happening down there. So you have to tune in and find out if you're not up to date with that. We'll start around the time that Jurio starts.
And that's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can, if you follow us on YouTube, you'll get notifications. Or we'll put it on Twitter or whatever. You do that kind of stuff. I don't know how it all works.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.